Now, more Drive Time Sports on KOAL, 107.3 FM and 7.50 AM, the play-by-play home of the Emory Spartans.
Welcome back into Drive Time Sports. We are live from the Sutherland Studios here on 107.3 FM, 7.50 AM. Very busy week for basketball. Last night, we were on the road in Monroe as the boys basketball team of Emory High School suffering that loss to South Sevier. They'll have a chance to get back into the win column tonight as they take on the Union Cougars. Travis Anderson and I will bring you the play-by-play call beginning at 6:30. Tip-off is going to follow at 7, so we'll talk more Emory boys basketball a little bit later on in the show. We're going to focus on the girls basketball team. They earned a huge win last night, knocking off the Union Cougars. And tomorrow night, it's for the driver's seat of region play as they take on the North Sam Pete Hawks, two unbeaten teams in the league. And we'll talk about that and more right now. Joining us over the phone, we have head coach John Famallo. Coach, great to get you back on.
I appreciate you having me on, Jordan.
Yeah, definitely, Coach. You and I have not been able to talk in the new year just yet. And so out of that Christmas break, few games already under your guys' belt. And most importantly, the game that took place against Union last night. I know that's a big one. You know, we can talk about the Manti game as well. But last night, a big win for this team, Coach, getting to the 48-30 win and moving to 2-0 in region play.
Yeah, I mean, that's a big thing for us. To get three wins in a row for us has been big, especially when we didn't have a great off the Christmas break, kind of hit a wall. And so I think we're slowly kind of getting that confidence back and playing good ball. And so, you know, happy about last night's outcome. And, you know, I thought we played consistent. And, you know, it's good to see us come out on top.
I know that it's a shorter region, right? And so the way I've kind of looked at it is you don't really have the buffer that we've had in years past where there's eight teams. You could lose a game or two and still be right in contention for the region championship. I guess before we get into that, Coach, I mean, is that still at the beginning of the year something that you talk about as a team? This is the goal. Let's win a region championship. Does it still matter even in this new day and age of the ranking and the RPI?
It does. I mean, it's one of those things that, I mean, it's nice to hang your hat on in this accomplishment. I think it's a goal we always set. I like to say we look at a bigger picture, but it honestly starts there. And so that's, you know, I think it is important, and it's important to the girls, and establish yourself in region, and hopefully it pays off when it comes to the RPI.
I think that this is one of those occasions, right, if we look at the competition in this region, that, yeah, it should pay off, knowing that North Sam Pete right now is a top five team. Union is number six, I believe. They were top five going into last night. And so there's three teams inside that top five, top six mark, and that definitely helps.
Yeah, and that's what you hope in your region, is that you have some strength there, that, you know, you can get some wins, and losses may not hurt you as bad if you're playing some of those top teams. And so, you know, it bodes well for us if we got, you know, three in that top five. That's, you know, that helps a lot.
Coach, let's go back and look at the way last night kind of unfolded for those who are unaware of it. I mean, it's a closely contested game, tied at halftime, if I remember correctly, right? But it was that fourth quarter where things really flipped. And I know that right now you guys are dealing with the injury bug a little bit. And so you're down a couple of players, a stud in particular, in the starting lineup. And you kind of have to rely on some offensive production coming from some of the other girls. What do you kind of contribute to that big run that you guys had in the fourth quarter?
I think just consistency. It was one of those things that, I mean, it was a slow start offensively for us. Defensively, I thought we did pretty good. Like I say, it was 17. We both scored 17 points by half, so nobody was lighting up the score by any means. But if you look at the second half statistics, I mean, we gave up 13 points, and, you know, we ended up scoring 31. So that's a big swing, and I think that's, for us, I think it was stay consistent defensively and then let our, you know, a little bit of our offense, our defense turn into offense, and we got some girls that shot the ball well, and so that helped out a ton. And so I think that's kind of been their MO the last few games. You know, it's one of those where it's always, when sometimes it gets tight, we would panic a little bit and we press a little bit more than we need to so far as offensively, and then we get some bad shots, and, you know, just those leads deteriorate, or, you know, you end up getting in a bigger hole. And so for us, just that consistency of not panicking and staying consistent defensively, and then offensively it will come, and it kind of did. So, you know, I'm just happy the way we just kind of stuck to it, stuck to the game plan and didn't get off, veer off. And so that's one thing I've learned about this team. I've tried to change things sometimes too quick, and we just got to stick to it. And so, you know, that's been a big learning curve for me for this group.
You get a pretty solid performance from Carly and Addie Hurst, and it almost feels like right now you're going to have to get some production from those girls, specifically on the perimeter. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, no, they're really good shooters when they're open and, you know, half time, they shoot the ball well. So, you know, I think Carly had two threes. I think Addie had one. So it was nice to be able to see those girls kind of heat up a little bit. And, you know, I think they're going to be needed heavily from the outside.
If we go back to the previous region game a week ago, it's a big win over Manti. And in that game, I did want to get your perspective on Aaliyah Cowley's performance, Coach, because she was pretty good. She was very, very difficult for Manti to find an answer to, as she kind of dominated.
No, and that's, you know, that was the advantage, you know, looking at tape and looking at our, you know, the matchups. That was kind of the matchup I felt like we could, you know, dominate, and I felt like she did, and she got going early and often, and so that helped us out a ton, because then that just opens up the outside game for everybody else. And so when she's on and she wants to, she can be really good, and that game she was really good. So she had a big game and helped us out a ton in there in the middle.
It's winning games in multiple ways. I mean, I always kind of look at that and say, okay, you don't have to rely on perimeter shooting. You can kind of work it on the inside, or, you know, you can win by knocking down some big three-point shots. You can win it defensively. I kind of get the vibe that this is a team that can find different ways to win, Coach.
Yeah, that's the nice thing about them. You know, we got a lot of facets to our game. Like you say, defensively, I feel like we're pretty solid. And then offensively, I say we've got an inside and an outside threat. So kind of makes us a little bit of a complete team that way. And so, you know, that's what you hope. If you're not hitting inside, which yesterday, you know, I don't think it started as much easy, you know, that started that first half, and we got some outside shots going. And so it's nice to be able to have, you know, a few options there to be able to score, especially when maybe struggling on one, you know, one or the other.
Coach John Famalo again of the Emory Lady Sport and Basketball team joining us right now. Coach, let's talk about tomorrow's game. It's a big one against North St. Pete. Rankings aside, you know, we just look at what this means in the form of region play, and there are some common opponents now as we get to this stretch in the division itself. What stands out to you about North St. Pete, and what are some of the problems that they can present?
I mean, they're similar to us. I mean, they play really good high-intensity defense, zone defense. They get after it. Offensively, they've got some pretty good shooters from the outside, and then they have some interior players as well. So, you know, they're a real threat in every aspect that way. And so for us, it's just one of those. We got to, again, be consistent defensively, try to control, you know, those slappy girls. There's two of them. They're really good. One's a very good outside shooter. Another one kind of works interior and really good that way. And so, you know, we got to work cut out for us that way. But, and, you know, they're a really good team, and, you know, it kind of reminds me of a lot of what we have, and so it's going to be a pretty good battle that way.
When you talk about them being so good in the zone, Coach, is it something that you guys can take advantage of kind of in the high post? I mean, obviously, that would be ideal, right? I mean, if you could take advantage in that mid-range game anywhere from 12 to 15 feet, I mean, is that something that you look at this team and say, yeah, we can be effective in that realm?
Yeah, I think that's it. If we can expose and kind of break down parts of that zone defense and expose them that way, I think that helps out a ton. And so, you know, it changes the game plan for them. If you can get some easy buckets off of what they're trying to get you not to do and you can get them, then, you know, that makes that pace huge, because, you know, I haven't seen them play anything different than that 1-3-1. So if somehow we can get it, like you say, short corners to high post, somewhere in there, and really expose that, you know, game plans change. And so when you change game plans, I think that's, you get people playing left-handed, that makes it a little bit tougher for them.
It's kind of odd to say, but we, you know, in the middle of January, we are in the home stretch of this regular season. It seems like it's gone by in a real big hurry this year, for whatever reason that is. Probably has a little bit to do with the shorter region, right? Again, I mean, only five teams in this division. But are you happy with the growth of where this team is at right now, mid-January?
Yeah, I am. Like I say, I felt like we started off hot, and I was feeling really good early in the season, and we kind of just hit a wall. Had a few injuries here and there, but I just think mentally we kind of hit a wall of what are we doing, and pressing and doing some things that, you know, we shouldn't normally do. And so to see us, you know, three games now with three different decent teams consistently perform, I feel like, you know, we're kind of building, ramping up to that spot that we need to be in when we get to hopefully that state tournament time. But they say we've got close to halfway of this region done pretty quick here in the next week, and then it's on the downhill slide from there. But I feel like we're performing where I'd like us to be, and, you know, it seems like we're getting better each game.
And now that we are at this midway point, or at least close to it, we knew the schedule would have to change a little bit, right, going to the shorter region. Off the top of my head, I think it was 6 games difference, right, from what we've seen over the last couple of years. Did you like that now that we're here, where you had a little bit more of a variety in that non-region play, or did you like the bigger region that we got kind of accustomed to over the last few years?
I like the bigger region for sure. You don't have to plan as many games. I've liked some of the teams that haven't traditionally played, and so that's been kind of nice. We ended up picking up a game next week during our bye week, going down to Kanab, a really good Kanab team. So, but I think it's just good for us to play some good competition and kind of prep ourselves that way. So, I'd rather have it be a big region because, and that region was always good because you had, 3 to 4 really good teams, and so every week was a good game. And so, this region's been good. I was kind of worried about it, but I think there's some really good teams, and it's going to be fun.
Also seems like we lost a few home games because of that, right? That's kind of how it feels anyway now that we're in the middle of January.
Yeah, we did, and some of the home games we were refinishing our floor and playing at a junior high during the Christmas break, which didn't feel good, and it felt right, but I mean, it was just one of those things. It just happened, but we did lose a few more home games, which is unfortunate.
Coach, before I let you go, I want to jump back over to the game against North St. Pete. And then after that, I mean, you have Carbon. We can talk about that next week. But what is the biggest key to getting this win over the Hawks and getting to that 3-0 mark in region play?
I think the biggest thing is don't let their defense turn into offense. I mean, honestly, the best offense is their defense. So we got to take care of the ball, number one. Get these good shots, and then defensively just got to get out on shooters and rebound. It's been probably one of our weaknesses up to this point that I'm still trying to figure out is, our offensive, they're rebounding, giving teams second and third opportunities. I think we play really good sound defense, and then, we lose a rebound, and, they get another opportunity. So those two things for me is, don't turn over the ball and then rebound, and I think the rest of it will take care of itself.
Coach, it's always a pleasure to get you on. Always fun to talk basketball. I really do appreciate the time. Thank you again.
Hey, I appreciate you, Jordan. Thank you.
That's Coach John Fumalo again of the Emory Lady Sport and Basketball team. They'll be back at it tomorrow night. Let's pause for just a moment. Plenty more coming up. We are live from the Sutherland Studios. It's Drive Time Sports here on 107.3 FM and 7:50 AM.